Hello, friends. Congratulations for being one of the three winners of the Innovation Award of 2013. How are you doing?
Thanks. I'm fine, Stolemos.
Well, I hope you are happy with this award. I don't know if you were expecting it somehow. This year we had three winners, and it was sort of different than from other years, which we have only one year. Anyway. Now talking about yourself, can you tell us a bit more about you, your name, where you live, and what you are working on?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Franz Josef Brunner, and my nickname is just Joseph. I live in Schladming, Styria. That's the federal state of Austria. And Schladming is the place where the Ski World Championship, for example, took place last year. For those who are ski fans, know exactly where it is, so that's where I live. And I work as a web developer at an advertising agency called Doppelbug in Salzburg, Austria. And I currently work on a PhoneGap application for Android and iPhone that can track your fitness progression, and it's for some fitness studios in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria.
Oh,
it's a huge project and international, exactly.
Yeah, well, it sounds interesting. Well, I suppose you probably are getting a lot of cold, a lot of snow probably where you live, right?
Yeah. Now we have got about approximately 20 centimeters new snow, and yeah, it's no problem to skiing around here.
Yeah. Well, I bet ski fans would love to live where you are now, as long as they don't have any accidents in the
Absolutely. Hopefully not. Yeah. Hopefully.
Well, okay, it's good to know about what you're doing. But this year you won actually with not so many nominated packages, but there were a couple of quite interesting. I wonder if you could describe them a bit to us, and tell us what they do, and also why did you develop them?
Yeah, the first package, if I remember correctly, was the template.js engine that I've posted last year. And
if you can actually share the screen, it would be fine.
Of course.
So
it was this package. It's actually a little package, but it turned out that is very useful because it was awarded, and that's why I was
Okay, you need to click on the start screen sharing button. So
I'm sorry.
It appears on your.
So.
Okay, there it is.
Exactly. And.
This one is the.
Template.js engine. Pardon me.
Can you scroll a bit to upwards? So okay, this the title is of this one. Is upwards template chain. Okay, there it is.
Exactly. Yeah, and the template.js engine has actually been made because from time to time I have to pass through data that comes from a server and printing this data out. So it's pretty most use cases, especially in PhoneGap apps that made API calls. And it was always annoying to parse the data or to get the data that is nested within objects. So this was the main reason for developing the template.js engine.
Right. And so you were using it on your PhoneGap applications, right?
Exactly.
You said.
Yeah, or in other web projects, not just mobile app projects, but in other projects too. So.
Yeah. Well, so out of curiosity, do you feel there are many differences between a real web environment instead for your classes to run and a phone gap environment, or it's really portable?
In terms of writing something else, it's JavaScript, it's the same, but when you have to use plugins or something like that, or your app relies on native code that can, when you have to make push notifications, then you see that the difference. But actually, it's almost the same when you in comparison with normal web apps, exactly.
Yeah, that's good to know. So the other package that you also developed and was nominated.
Yeah, it was the optics algorithms. The long name is actually ordering points to identify cluster structure. It's a tense-based clustering algorithm. So it's perfectly it's perfect for analyzing points in a two or more dimensional space to find clusters. But it can be used for different kinds of data too, like when you find patterns of similarity in images.
Yeah, if you can also switch to the window of that. Okay, you can see it now.
But you can also analyze data like pixels of an image that are more equal to each other, others, and in terms of their color channel values. So that would be the clusters. And last year I worked on my second bachelor thesis, and this package was actually a practical part of my thesis to find good or best input values for the algorithm with the aid of web workers. And fortunately, this package made its way to JS classes too.
Yeah, that's good to know. So this was more an academic work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so you did not use it in a project.
In a project. So far.
While you worked.
Yeah, I've tested it. I've tried it. I've implemented test code too to test the production code. So far it didn't throw any errors. Despite the fact that when you want to run it in the Google Chrome browser, it throws an error because there's a bug, a web worker bug that is 3 or 4 years old, and you can't make an instance of a web worker within a web worker, so there's no way to make nested web workers or to make a web project with nested web workers. That would be throw an error in the Google browser.
Yeah.
And in Firefox, it works pretty well.
Yeah. Well, there are always challenges to make the code really portable. But
exactly.
I find it quite impressive, and it's not usual anybody submitting packages that are based on features described on academic papers. So congratulations for your submission. It was really impressive. For the people that is not familiar with this algorithm, are there any practical uses of this package that you would like to mention that probably can be useful for anybody? I hope so.
I hope so.
Do you have any examples that you, on the top of your mind that you'd like to mention of applications for this algorithm?
Actually, not. As I said, I've used it not practically in any of my warmer web projects or current projects, so I can't show you any practical examples. I'm sorry.
Okay.
When I finished my thesis, it was the end of this package due. So, it's a pity. It's pretty sad, but
it's fine. It's always interesting. Anyway, other than your packages, are there any other packages of other authors that you have noticed that you were more impressed that you'd like to mention?
Yeah, there's one Mr. Arthur Sosins, I hope I pronounce his name correctly. It's very impressive that he has already what he's already accomplished and uploaded a lot of classes and all very useful, innovative. By the way, I actually got a member through him because of one of his packages called QR Code. This package I have used in one of my projects. And
yeah, which one is that? I don't know if you can share it on the web page.
Yeah, I hope so. With classes, just 1 minute. QR Code, this one.
Okay. All right. That one. Can you scroll a bit? Because probably reduce the zoom because it's overflowing. Yeah, that's better now. Can you scroll a bit downwards so you can also see the package? Okay. Oh yeah, from Arthur Sosin.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad you'll be happy that you mentioned his package. so you also use this on your projects, right? Because this
exactly,
one, it's also the Google Charts API, which is a web service, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've used it in a multi-chat project called Fovec. It uses the WebRTC API from Google, and these package did a great job. It fitted perfectly as described. It was that was at the beginning of the last year, and that's the rock that got everything going and made me signing up on JS classes.
Well, that's good to know. So it was a great motivation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and this is interesting. I don't know if you wanted to mention any other package or this is probably the most important for you.
In terms of signing up, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. So I think you can stop the screen sharing on your side, and. Okay, back to you. And now carry on with this interview. One thing I always wonder if your participation in the JS classes and the JavaScript Innovation Award that you got a few nominations throughout the year. I was wondering if your participation somehow already influenced your career somehow.
I'm sorry to disappoint you. Actually, not. I've studied informatics and I've specialized in web and web technologies. So for me, it was pretty certain after my study to do something professional with the web, and I have always been very interested in technologies in general. But I love programming and JavaScript, despite the fact that it has got some peculiarities and that beginners must be overcome. But that's why I'm also a great fan of JS classes.
That's okay. Other than that, I don't know if you have any other plans. If this award somehow motivated you to participate with more innovative packages in the future, I don't know, you don't have to tell about any ideas. Just wondering if somehow it is motivating you to participate more.
Of course, but I pray that I've got time in this year to make at least one class that is useful to some people. Thinking about useful tools for projects is pretty easy to me because there are enough projects ahead in the upcoming months, so I've got plenty of work to do that supplied me with ideas. But I promise when I upload a new class, it's for a reason, it's for a practical reason, that I find some projects could be proceeded easier through this class, and that will always be my main aim to make life a little bit more comfortable to web developers and designers.
Right. Well, so we'll be waiting to see if you have any more interesting innovative packages. I think you also are aware that starting this year there will be a new thing, which is the championship of the nations. So the innovation award, instead of being just a sort of a competition between individuals, it will also be a sort of a competition between the nations. If a nation has more contributors being nominated, it will rank better in the nation's ranking. And by the end of the year, the nation that got more points will be the winner of the year. So I wonder if you plan to encourage more authors from your country to also win the innovation award of the
championship. Yeah. Yes, I've already informed some of my former study colleagues that JS Classes already did a great job in helping out with our project, and I actually found it strange that it was the first member that came come from Austria that actually did actively did something for JS Classes. But I hope that my classes and my future classes will have some influence on some Austrians to participate and hopefully to contribute new packages.
Right. Well, that's good to know, and we will be waiting for more Austrians to participate.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah, well, now just a few questions about your impressions about the site. I wonder if you could tell me one thing in particular that you liked about the JS Classes site.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the helping classes or packages themselves. That's where some people are creating a lot of time. Just classes like Stack Overflow that saved my life many times when I was a student, and that's why I want to give something back to the community. And as I said, one of the classes of JS Classes helped me perfectly in my former project, and that keeps me doing something for the community.
Well, that's great to know that the site is helping, despite it's much smaller than it's
life-saving.
despite it's not as big as PHP Classes, but JS Classes is also being helpful to several people. Now, another thing that I'd like to also tell me is about anything that you probably did not like or you think it is missing in the site and it could be improved. Do you have any ideas?
Yes, I want to see featured classes on the homepage when I've been logged in. Because it's a very interesting table that shows which class is currently favored, and at the same time, this table also motivates developers to make new classes. But all jokes aside, it's actually the different kinds of rankings that are not easy to understand for beginners. But you have to see my points too, because I have to nag at such a thing like rankings, because JS Classes is actually perfect, and that can actually not be made any other improvements. Fits perfectly for developers, and the style is good, and it's just perfect.
What you have in mind is probably something there is something that is called notable classes, but in the JS Classes site is not yet enabled for other users to see. So probably I think before your packages were nominated, you probably got a notice that your packages were considered notable, right?
I don't know if you remember. It was a couple of months ago, I think.
Yeah, well, usually that happens, and the notable classes appear for premium subscribers. But since the premium subscriptions are not enabled in JS classes, that's why you do not see them in the home page as you would. But I think,
as I said, it's almost perfect. So I have to nag at something to tell something about. Actually, yeah. there aren't any improvements to be made or something, or there's an error or something like that.
That's okay. It's always interesting to know what users are missing, because there may be always important features that should be worked on. So now we are practically ending this interview. I would like to thank you for you to come, and congratulations again on your award. And I was just wondering is there anything else that I did not ask that you'd like to mention?
Yes, I have got an advice to those that maybe think of uploading new classes. I think I've got a good approach to those. When you think about the projects and the times you thought that it would be great to have a tool that does a pre-calculation or a pre-processing to overcome a certain problem or to find a solution for a certain problem that might be facilitating make classes, so think practically, think of a practical reason why this or that package would be good at to be developed. Exactly. Just think practically. Then the ideas come very easily. And exactly. That's my advice to those to beginners, for example.
Exactly. Okay, that's great. I hope they'll listen to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you again for your participation. Hope you make time to participate more.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Okay. Hello, this time we are interviewing Arthur Sossins. Hello, Arthur. Congratulations for being one of the three winners of the Innovation Award of the 2013 of JavaScript in JS classes.
Yeah, and actually one of the three first innovation winners.
Yeah.
Well, it's basically first year, so.
Yes, that's true. The last year it was the first time that we started this. After that marathon on which you also participated to reach the goal to have 200 packages published in the JS classes site, and it worked pretty well. It actually got the goal earlier than the when it was expected, because there was an increase in the rate of submissions, and so this year you were actually participating, and that's why you are here having this interview. There is an interview for each of the three winners, and this is your time. So, as if nobody knows you already, can you tell just a bit about yourself, your name, where you live, and what you work on?
Yeah, well, my name is Arturs. I'm from Latvia, and I have a lot of experience in web development. I worked with backends and frontends designs. Now I work on something completely other, basically, but I still like web development, and I kind of still stick with some old projects and or trying creating web development projects in my spare time. And yeah, basically, these submissions that I had this year all came from my spare time, nothing to do, fun kind of stuff, and something like that.
Right. Are you still working with JavaScript or?
No. Actually, I'm doing quite a lot of stuff. We made a company that now provides development services to other different companies. So I Well, mostly I work now with Lua and C++ Lua binding, also Android, iOS, and mobile technologies mostly.
Well, Lua is almost JavaScript.
Yeah, they are really similar, and when switching between them, it's actually kind of difficult to do so because similarities there.
Okay, so let's talk a bit about the nominations that got you this award. I think there were three, right? Can you please describe them and also tell us a bit about why you did develop them?
Yeah, well, the first was JavaScript component that made the HTML elements to do the Harlem Shake Dance.
Show them on screen.
Check, guys. I think there should be a demo there. So let me try to zoom it. Yes, well, basically there was a popular meme with a Harlem Shake dance, and I was actually expecting
Michael Sinkel to dance the Harlem Shake.
Yeah, I wanted to do that on the podcast, but for some reason I don't remember if I was busy or if it was really hard to make Michael do the Harlem Shake. That actually did not work out. But this is something. It's actually probably not so cool without music. But as you see, it applied different CSS style of animations just in the rhythm of the Harlem Shake music. So it actually, it was, as I said, it was kind of fun project that while building, which I also learned about CSS frame animations. That basically was my goal, and I like to create some kind of fun project stuff when learning new things. So. There is no more purpose for this kind of class than just, I know, meme, popular joke, prank, or something like that.
Right. Well, at least you learn about the frame animations for using CSS, and now I'm sure you can apply that knowledge to something else.
Yeah.
Other than some hot dance.
Well, okay, the next one was a Fallout 3 terminal hack. I don't know if there will be proper demo for this, but basically my friends were always telling me that I spend too much time coding. I'm coding as a work, I'm coding in my free time. Basically, it's my passion, and I spend lots of time on it. So my friends made me play a game, which was a Fallout 3. While I was playing it, there is a small mini game that makes you to guess the password from the. Oh, I can't really remember what it was exactly. There was a mini game that made you guess the. There was lots of letters, and you would need to find the combinations of the password. So, for example, I think you could enter. Lots of anagrams, and it would say which letter was in which position, and based on this you would need to guess the password to hack the computer, and it was kind of difficult thing to do. So again, I started coding and created a component that would help me to solve it. I really probably can't remember now any example. But as you see, you can basically enter some kind of multiple letters that would be inserted into the library, and it would suggest you what you should try the best, and you that then provide you, then you provide how many letters of the best suggestion were correct, and it will suggest you the next better best word, and so help you to hack the terminal. Even so, my friends tried to make me play the games. It again turned out something I was coding. That's just the way I am.
Don't worry, the world is not complaining. Okay, and the third one.
Yeah, and the third one, so let me find where it was. Yeah, well, it is a web version of the Opera Notes. I was very, very disappointed when they dropped the support for the actual Opera Notes. And so I created my own version with my own enhancement, and which I'm using, and it's now actually even cross browser compatible. It can run in many browsers, not only Opera, and I'm actually using it quite a lot. This is just an example of how you can create multiple notes and lots of new features like tabs, like you can print, you can delete import, you can even change fonts or font sizes. The same version that was in Opera with lots of enhancements and working in many browsers.
Yes, that, so this is sort of a better version than Opera Notes.
Yeah, well, I tend to think so, but probably maybe it would be not as fast as the native option, but well, nowadays it actually, I don't think it really matters much because the JavaScript is quite efficient.
Yeah, well, so. Well, it's good to know. Now, I'm wondering, moving on to other interesting questions. Well, you've been participating, helping to in the Lately in JavaScript Hangout. So, we already know sort of your opinions about certain things that you also have helped to comment. Anyway, I would like to ask you again if any of the packages from the other authors in 2013, from those that were nominated, anyone that got you impressed that you wanted to highlight?
Well, usually I'm quite impressed with some kind of single purpose small component which does exactly what I need. That would be if I would still working more than as a web developer, but for now I'm actually usually excited for components that implement some kind of games in the JavaScript basically. There was a few submissions like that in Innovation Awards. So like there was a memory game developed by one author. I can't remember the name. Let me check. That was
Mark Rowland.
Yeah, exactly. And there was also like Sudoku game with interesting. That was with pictures that you could arrange. So
Picdoku.
Yeah, Picdoku.
From Randall Alam Henderson, and what else?
Well, that is quite the packages that I always like to check out and try them out. And I hope there will be a lot more sophisticated, even more graphically sophisticated games in this year. So, because well, it's all evolving.
There is no ECMAScript,
as we know.
Right. There was one, I thought we were going to mention that there was one, but it's not exactly a game, but remember your Harlem Shape component, which is the jQuery ship, one that animates ships around the page. But then it's not a game.
Yeah,
but it was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, but other than that, let's move on. One thing that I also want to ask, if your nominations throughout the year in the JavaScript Innovation Award, if they have somehow influenced your career, what you do, the way your work is seen, anything?
Well, I don't know if... it's hard to divide between JS classes and PHP classes, but well, I started first with PHP classes and now more actively participating in JS classes, but they both websites and the innovation submissions in the words build much more confidence in me that I can create innovative things. I can, like, I don't know, I can think of something and create it and share it with others without hesitation. And from the career perspectives, even so, though I'm not working in web development, I still receive lots of messages from both PHP and JS classes to do either some work that were similar to my components or to adapt my components to other work. So that definitely gives a lot of boost. And if, especially if you're freelancing, that kind of exposure really provides you advantages in finding a freelance work.
Yeah, that's good to know. And well, now that you won the innovation award, even though you were tied to other two, it does not take you the merit. Are you planning to participate with even more innovative packages in the future? Yeah. Well, you don't need to reveal your secrets, but just wondering. What are your intentions?
Yes, actually, I think that interesting. You are going to probably kill me for saying that, but we are exploring how Mscripten can export our apps into HTML platform. So. Probably lots of additional components should be written in plain JavaScript to do that. That would be something that we'll also be submitting to JS classes. And of course, other maybe not so work-related but interesting stuff that I will try to learn and do. My first thought is always I can submit it to JS classes and get the feedback from other developers and see how it goes and if it's something that someone needs.
Yeah, well. As long as it is innovative, it doesn't matter if it was done with Mscript, and it's still JavaScript. That's what matters. Anyway, one other thing that I also want to ask is regarding the Nation Championship that this year is starting. So from now on, starting already with the nominations of January, there will be a sort of a championship of the nations. Actually, there was already a ranking of the nations by country in the Innovation Award. You can see in the winners page. There is a ranking for winners of 2014 by country and also all-time winners. And if this championship award already started in 2003, this year the winner would have been Romanian with 6 packages and 15 points. And your country would have been in fourth with 3 packages, which were actually yours with 12 points. So my question is, are you willing to motivate somehow your country fellows to submit more packages to the JS classes site so your country can win this time?
I actually already approached some JS community here in Latvia. I did not know much of the folks there, but we become friends, and I talked to them, and they were actually impressed. They did not know about nor JS classes nor the competition. They said that they would look out for it, and if they see that Latvia could win and it needs a push, they would definitely participate. But what they were shocked about, that they would be receiving a PHP elephant.
Yeah. Well, maybe there will be a different mascot until the end of the year. I'm not sure, but that's the default award, because this all start from the PHP classes site, and that's exactly the prize that you get from there. But if there is any JavaScript elephant, mascot. We can always change the label and put JS on the side instead of the PHP. You could just draw JS on the side and it will be the.
Need to color him also?
Yes, probably change it to green or some other color. I don't know, because unlike PHP, JavaScript there does not have a mascot, an identity there. Until very recently, there was not even an official logo for the JavaScript. And okay, maybe until the end of the year, things will change. Does not depend so much on the JS class side because it's only a small part of the JavaScript community. It would be more interesting if a more official initiative would start it. In case of PHP, it was started by a French that created this elephant, has made it a logo, a symbol of PHP. It's still not an official symbol because the PHP group doesn't care much about that. They only care about programming in C and then develop the PHP engines. So there is a PHP logo, but it's sort of a bit too simple. It's probably like the JavaScript logo, but well, we'll see until the end of the year. Maybe the JavaScript community does anything towards that need that I think it exists in the JavaScript community for this. Anyway, now we're practically reaching the end of this interview. I just wanted to ask just a few questions regarding specifically about the site. First, one thing that of the site that you liked.
I enjoy competition, so I like the any aspect of it on the GS classes. Starting from innovation words to the tops, both of downloads or packages or reviewing or referring, everything about the competition. I'm quite competitive, so that is the what I love the best of the site.
Okay, and now I would like you to tell me one thing that you do not like or you think it is missing and would like to see be added or improved in the site.
What probably I would like to see in the site would be running components in the browser on the JS classes. That would make it a lot of easier for me to test the components and see what they do, because I usually try to check them and I need to download each of them and try them out on the local server or something like that. But
it would be something. Great. It would be something like JS Fiddle or similar.
Yes, exactly. Something like JS Fiddle would be great. Awesome.
That's interesting. Somebody already suggested that before, so I think there is good demand. It makes perfect sense. So we practically ended this interview. I'd like to thank you for your participation. Congratulations once again. I just want to ask you one final question. If there is anything else that I did not ask and you would like to mention.
Well, not that we did not mention it, but I want to emphasize it. JS community, we need to build a logo for the JS JavaScript. So
that's a good message. I hope somebody listens to it and starts getting ideas, and so we can produce mascots and send them as prizes to the.
Or else, thanks to Manuel and JS classes, I think many people think that PHP Elephant is a logo of JS. So.
And once there is a logo and a mascot for JavaScript, I'll start giving it away as prize to the PHP classes. Okay, thank you again. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Hello. Finally, this time I'm interviewing Jonathan Gorty from France after a long struggle with Google Hangouts to record this interview. But finally, we made it. Hello, Jonathan. How are you doing?
Fine, Manuel. And you? How are you?
I'm a bit stressed out with all these Hangout settings, but finally we managed to get it going. And as with the other two winners of the Innovation Award, it's great to have you here for an interview. First of all, congratulations for this JavaScript Innovation Award 2013. You certainly deserved it, so congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, actually, I have known you for years because not only you have been a contributor of JS classes, you've also been a contributor of PHP classes. I remember you sent also some innovative classes for PHP classes. Some of them somewhat related with user interface components. I think it seems to be something that you like, right?
In fact, I'm not coding PHP so much lately, so I'm totally devoted to JavaScript now.
Yeah, well, that's also all good. So it is great that you have been submitting some innovative components. So for those that do not know you well, can you please just talk a bit about yourself, your name, where you live, and what you work on these days?
So I'm Jonathan Gotti, and I am 38 old. I'm living near Paris in France, and I'm actually working on JavaScript every day. Before I was coding PHP for 13 years, and now I'm making JavaScript for 8 years.
Right, and so you are working on your own company, or you're working for some other company?
I'm working for a leader on cloud computing, cloud storage in Europe, named uDrive.
Okay, and so you developed the stuff in JavaScript for that company, right?
Right.
Well, so it was great that this year you have been nominated like 3 times. And with that, that allows you to reach this position tied with another 2 winners. So let's talk a bit about your contributions. Can you tell what each of the nominated packages does, and somehow explain why did you develop them?
Yes, I can. You want me to screen share?
Yeah, that would be great, so you can show any aspects of your packages.
So here is the first one. His name is Tucci. It's a library to handle touch event on the mobile, and also to mimic the behavior on desktop. So by binding events to the tab event, it will work in the mobile and on the desktop with a mouse with no effort.
Yeah.
The purpose of this library was because we were working on a project for PhoneCap, and we want it to be able to run on the desktop with the same experience for the user. So we want the code to be really small and to be compatible with desktop and mobile. So that's the real purpose of this library.
Right. I found that library very interesting, and I even wanted to take some time to actually study it closer, because it seems to address a problem that many developers have, which is to develop mobile applications that also recognize the gestures of touching the screen, or wiping, and all those types of gestures that are not usually in desktop applications. So can you tell a bit more what exactly your library can in terms of handling those different types of events?
Yes. Basically, the tap on the mobile is just a left click on the mouse. Swiping, pinching in or out is binded to the whale mouth, and the long tap is binded to a long press on the left mouth. Perhaps
you mean probably for non-touch devices, those that support only regular mouse events, right?
Yes, that's exactly that.
And so for those devices with real touch screen, you can recognize those events, pinch and zoom and so on.
And it will work the same with the same code. You have not to bind for the mobile and for the desktop. It will be under for you. It's working on top of jQuery or Zepto or the other library we will talk later, Basic Compat, which I made in the same time.
Oh, that's interesting. So let's talk also about those other packages.
So Basic Compat is another library I made to work with Tucci, and for the same project. The purpose of this was to be really small, so we don't want it to use jQuery because it's too fat for the mobile in our sense. And we just wanted the API we need, and not all the jQuery API. We have the look into Zepto, but Zepto seems too fat to us, and also Zepto didn't work exactly the same way as jQuery for the query selector. So we were developing Basic Compat, here is the subset Basic Compat, just implements minimal stuff. I had sometimes new stuff to Basic Compat when I really need it, but I don't use Basic Compat every day. Basic Compat is really targeted to mobile or to small application. When I need something more complete, I use jQuery.
Right. So you said that both jQuery and I think Zepto, which is also a sort of compatible library with jQuery, are too fat for mobile devices. Did you find many challenges? What kind of devices
They work well. Difficult? I don't want to say they can't work on the mobile. They work great. There's no problem with those library, but we wanted to reduce the bandwidth to the maximum. So we wanted something with really less code possible, and that's the reason why we developed Basic Compat. Basic Compat is really teeny in regard of Zepto or jQuery.
Right. So you use those with the phone gap applications, right?
Yes, totally.
Right. That's good to know, because in the other hangout that we did with the winner of the Innovation Award of the PHP, it suggested for PHP classes and eventually JS classes also to have a native application for installing in smartphones and have access to all things that authors want to do and follow the forum so they can get support and so on. So maybe this is interesting to also take a look, because it seems you have addressed an important concern of making mobile applications and probably also mobile pages for mobile sites to also be lighter. So that's interesting.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's the second, right?
Yeah.
Package.
The latest one is DGS. I name it D because it's deferred, and I like short names. So it's a library about promises. Promises just make it to the JavaScript standard. No. It will come in next version. In next version of JavaScript, it's basically a way to fight against the callback hell we encounter in JavaScript world, because we put callback into callback into callback, and this library try to try to implement promises. At the time I made DGS, promises was not so well known, and it was just a way to have promises in your application. It works on Node on the, in the browser. It has support for browser from ES 7. Perhaps it works on ES 6, but I didn't test it. And it has some more APIs and basic promises of JavaScript. Typically,
for those that are not familiar with the promises, basically, I'll try to explain. So let me know if I'm explaining it accurately. So it's basically a way for you to define code that will be called upon the result of some asynchronous operation, like for instance, accessing some file, or in the case of web pages, for instance, sending AJAX request, and depending on if it succeeded or not, it will eventually show or call different code upon whether it succeeded or failed. Am I explaining it accurately? At least
yes,
the way that your library works.
Yeah, yes, totally. It's exactly that, and it's a nice way to rewrite asynchronous code and to make it more natural to write.
Right. So, but your library, is it more for Node.js, or it can work with a regular browser application?
It's made for both, for browser first, and I made it for Node.js 2 in the meantime. Yeah. So it works very well in which environment you like. You can work with it on the server on the browsers. That's no problem.
That's great. Congratulations for your packages. Like the with the others of the other Windows, they are very useful and innovative, which is why they are nominated. So I wonder, apart from your own packages, if there are any other packages from other winners that were nominated in 2013, if you would like to highlight any that you found more interesting.
Yes, there's two of them I want to talk about. The first one is Sextor.js from Jason Jeffen, if I say it well, because it's an abstraction of the storage, of the client storage, with a local storage, session storage, and cookie, and it uses encryptions to encrypt data on the client side. So it made it clear that you can't just put a key in your browser and it will be clear, so it will not be secure at all. But I think it's nice to see a library to address security issue and stocking data encrypted is better than just stocking data like this in the browser.
Right. And any other library that package that you wanted also to
Yes, second one. I didn't know very well, but seems to me very innovative is Optics from the from another winner. It's I'm looking for his name, Franz Josef Brunner, and it seems very academic. and it seems really interesting. I can't say I have tested myself, it's not true, but I think it's one of the more innovative of the year.
Right, that's true. Actually, Franz is also interviewed for being also the winner, and he also commented on about that package, which, as you said, it's innovative, despite being somewhat academic in terms of what it does. And so it is very interesting. Okay, well, anyway, one thing that was I was wondering, now that you have won the JavaScript Innovation Award of the year with several nominations, I was wondering if somehow your participation has already influenced your career in any way that you have seen.
Not at all, because I am in the web development industry for 14 years now, and actually I don't communicate on my participation on the web on open source world, so it's not participating in my career for now.
Oh, okay, no, that's okay. Well, anyway, this award that you won with the other two winners somehow motivate you to participate with more innovative packages? Do you have plans for anything?
Yes, yeah, surely. With or without winning this award, I like to share my work and to. When something is useful to me, I think it may be useful for someone else. So I'm very glad to share it with other people and hope someone will find it useful too.
Right, that's good to know. So we'll be expecting your great contribution that we can count to be of great quality. And other than that, as you may know, starting this year, I mean 2014, there will be a nation championship for the Innovation Award, which basically is to gather all the participations of different winners of each of the countries and add the points and make a ranking of the contributions sorted by country. So in the end of the year, the country that accumulates more points will be the winner of the year, and there will be a special prize. This is meant somehow to encourage authors not only to contribute by themselves, but also encourage other authors, also talented from their own countries. So I was wondering if you plan to encourage authors friends, colleagues, or friends that probably live in different cities, of friends, to also encourage them to participate. Have you thought about that?
I'm always trying to make people participate in the community, so I will. Your nation's award will be one more occasion to say to my colleagues to participate in the community and to make some commitments.
Right. Well, that's good to know. So we hope to see also more contributions from French developers. I'm sure there are many talented developers in France besides yourself. So we'll be waiting for those contributions of other authors too. Practically we are ending this interview. Just would like to make a couple of questions very quickly that I ask to all the winners, since you have experienced the site somehow. First, I'd like to ask you one to tell me just one particular thing that you liked in the JS Passes site.
I like to find resources and to be able to share work between developers. The social aspect of the site is interesting. because it's just coder all around the world sharing their job, and that's great.
Right, that's good to know that you see it that way. Now, the other question is to ask you to be very honest and tell me one thing that you do not like or feel it is missing and you'd like to see it improved on the site.
On the GS class site, things I hope will be better. The Markdown Markdown is not rendering, and it would be nice to see Markdown rendered, just like this file, for example. It should be more nice if we can see it rendered like on GitHub or Bitbucket. And the other thing is to perhaps add better integration with version control system like SVN or Git, and to be able to push directly to GS classes.
I see. So, but you have been importing your packages from GitHub or some other repository, or you are still uploading them manually?
Actually, I'm uploading them from GitHub.
Oh, I see. So there is already support to import from GitHub, and is there any specific aspect that you would like to
perhaps a webhook to push back to PHP classes automatically or something like that?
Exactly. Yes, that's a good idea. Several people have requested it because it's an extra step to tell the site to import them, and that feature is definitely already in the to-do list for some time, waiting for me to have time to implement it. But definitely in the plans. By the way, you can
nice
stop,
to you.
Just stop screen sharing. I think you forgot to leave it. You can click on the screen sharing button again.
Okay.
Okay. Well, practically we have ended this interview. I'd like to thank you for your presence and congratulations once again for this award. We are definitely hoping for more great contributions from yourself. Other than that, I was wondering if is there anything else you'd like to say, or was there any questions that I did not ask you?
I had no question, but I just want to thank you personally, Manuel, for the great commitment you give to the community for all those years with the PHP classes and the GS class site now. And it's very nice from you to make to all this podcast, go get sponsors, and thank you for all of this.
Right. It's my pleasure. I can tell you that I'm always having great fun. It's a great privilege for me to dedicate all my time to this project. And if you see it as a good thing, I'm also happy, because this is basically something that is beneficial to all of us, not just me, not just you, everybody that goes to the site, downloads and submits their packages. So it's good to know that everybody is happy, and also helping to somehow making the site better, either with content or suggestions to the feature that of the site. So with this, we have ended this interview. I'd like to thank you again. And
thank you.
On my part, that's all for now. Bye.
Bye.